Hughes Espresso has served barista beverages and local grab-and-go food in Longmont for nearly 13 years. For owner Rob Quisenberry, the local coffee shop's community feel is the key to its longevity. "Hey Dave," Quisenberry said as a regular, Longmont resident Dave Kratzer walked through the door for his go-to two-shot Americano. "Hey Rob," Kratzer said. With Q's established at 600 South Airport Road for more than a decade, Quisenberry has gotten to know customers by name. He's known longtime regulars go through different milestones. For Quisenberry, building lasting relationships across the coffee counter is what's made Q's a staple in its regulars' daily routines and what separates itself from large businesses. "You walk in and people don't know their name. You walk in and walk out and you don't have that much of an interaction with people that go there or the people that work there. And I think that it's really important, especially given the recent climate that we've had. You know, having interpersonal relationships with people where you're spending your money and where you're getting your products," Quisenberry said. Quisenberry first started in the coffee business when he was in high school. He said he didn't realize it at first, but he fell in love with baristing and how coffee shops connected him with new people. Before Q's, Quisenberry operated coffee businesses around Boulder County. When Q's originally opened, it was a part of that former business. Quisenberry changed the name, and dedicated his time and resources into the Longmont Coffee House. Vesta, Quisenberry's 15-year-old daughter, works in the shop with him, and he said she's grown up being around all of his coffee businesses. The majority of Q's customers are regulars, some following Quisenberry from previous businesses. His favorite part of running Q's is getting to know customers through different life stages. "I watched kids grow up. People grow up and go from being single, to married and having kids," he said. Kratzer has been a customer for about 2 to 3 years, coming in for coffee and snacks almost daily. He said that knowing the staff on a first-name basis, and the coffee taste is what keeps him coming back. "They know my name, I know their name. It feels very friendly. And maybe just as important, their coffee and their espresso, it is some of the best that I have tasted around," Kratzer said. Hughes worked with its coffee supplier Erie Coffee Roasters to formulate its espresso and drip brew flavor, which Quisenberry describes as full body, bold and without bitterness. The Longmont Coffee Shop keeps its products local, offering pastries from Boulder-based bakeries Spruce Confections and La Biche, and ice cream from Glacier Homemade Ice Cream. Quisenberry, who has served as a mentor for the Longmont Small Business Accelerator EFRAL for 2 years, said it's important to support local business. Hughes has recently extended its hours until 8 p.m. to encourage its community gathering and have customers come play board games. The coffee house serves pastries, smoothies and desserts for those wanting a non-caffeinated option. Hughes also has live music, with jazz bands playing Friday nights and Sunday mornings.